Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Basil the Great, and he's known to have had this holy friendship with Saint Gregory Nazianzen, and this was useful for them to encourage each other in their study and learning the truth, and also in their practice of virtue. And here we see one of the great advantages of religious life, of living in a religious community, right? That we have one another as a spiritual support. There should be a spiritual, supernatural friendship between us, encouraging one another on the path to sanctity, and really having a holy competition, trying to surpass one another in the practice of virtue. Remember that prayer that we say every morning that Saint Maximilian taught us. Allow others to surpass me in zeal for your exaltation, and me to surpass them, so that by means of such noble rivalry, your glory may increase ever more profoundly. All right, so this is what we should be, an encouragement to one another, and striving to outdo one another in virtue and holiness and zeal for the Immaculate. And this, of course, in great contrast to the current climate which is out there, whether it be among the laity or even among religious and clergy. Okay, this general kind of malaise, this I'm okay, you're okay, and let's just be at peace. Okay, that is not a good formula for the spiritual life. But you see, where does that come from? It comes from really taking a modern psychological approach to the spiritual life, right? Psychology has in mind your well-being and your interior peace, okay? Well, that is good, but must be kept in perspective. All right, remember, what do we say? The words of Saint Maximilian, to live, work, suffer, be consumed, and die for the Immaculate, to allow the Immaculate to use us up and wear us out. Saint Maximilian says we need to kill ourselves for the Immaculate. All right, so we should not be striving for comfort. Really, the Christian who is striving to live perfectly the first commandment, to love God with all of his strength, will never really be satisfied in being comfortable. Okay, that's not our goal. So let's encourage one another, just as Saint Basil and Saint Gregory Nazianzen encouraged one another, to heroic love for God and to be Christians and religious in the full sense of the word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.